Welcome into the house of the Lord this morning. We're glad that you're here. And I'm glad that God's here. Amen. As we were coming through Easter time and thinking about the cross and then also thinking about the disciples as they stood and as Jesus ascended, can you imagine the emotion of that moment? I mean, you know, we read the scriptures about it. But yet, here are disciples that had walked with Jesus, talked with him, then all of a sudden, their lives are upside down. Because their dependence had been on Jesus. And yet, now he's gone, but he said, I'm coming again. And that's a promise even for us today. In fact, as I was studying and searching and see what God would have to say, the word that came to me was this same Jesus. The same one. The same Jesus that was known as he walked among the disciples is the same Jesus that entered into this room this morning. He's the same Jesus, no matter how tough your circumstances are, what you're walking through, I can tell you that the same Jesus that did what he did when he was alive on earth is still available and able to do the same things that he did then today. I think he's looking for people that is willing to say, God, I need you in this moment and in this hour because I'm in a place that I need this same Jesus. I know that there are places in my life right now that I need the same Jesus. Can you say that in your life? Are there places in your life that you need that same Jesus to enter in? You see, he's still the healer today. He's still the deliverer today. He's still the one that can enter into your circumstances and cause in a moment the things that were bad to be right. Because he's the same Jesus. And I just invite him into my life. I invite him into your life. But you're the one that has to do that. You have to invite that same Jesus to come and visit you at your place of need. I can look throughout this congregation and I can see people where that same Jesus has visited. Where there's been healing. Where there's been restoration. Where God has visited where we are and been able to meet us where we have a need. But yet, if it wasn't for that Jesus, where would we be today? Let's turn to Hebrews 13, 7 through 8 this morning. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Remember those who spoke the word of God to you. I think too many times we've gotten away from many things that should have meaning in our life. One of those that we've gotten away from is the cross. And it's okay to say amen. The other thing that we've got away from is the belief and what the Word of God really says. Because many times we can begin to say, well, the cross was for then. Or the word was for then. I assure you today that the cross was for then and is for now. Because it's the blood that has been applied that has made the difference in every one of our lives. It's the blood that redeems and saves you from your sin, restores you, brings healing into your life, causes you to walk on a straight path. But you see, it's the word of God that is mighty to the breaking down of strongholds. Do you have strongholds in your life that need to be broken through? Then it's the word of God that can change all of that. Somehow we get up into the world's circumstances and what the world says and what everybody else says rather than what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God will change your circumstance. One thing about Jesus is that He never changes, thank God. I mean, your mama, your papa, your spouse, and your kids, they can change, but Jesus Christ is a steady thing in your life that never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever in all of your circumstances. You see, He is the Anointed One. He is the same as He was in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's the same as He was in 1945 and 2011 when the towers came down. He is the same in 2016 and 17 and on forward. He will not change. Many said, you know, I don't feel God like I used to feel Him before. Well, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, guess who moved? It wasn't Him. Because the Word says that He is the same. He is the same healing God. He is the same delivering people and turned even when He was designed for us to be another way. He never changed. He's the same God. But you see, Jesus, in the midst of every circumstance, if you think about it, as He walked the earth, He had many interruptions in His life, but He was always moved with compassion. The people of His time didn't have to struggle to persuade Him to help. Lord, I really need Your help. Didn't have to be persuaded. He would be walking along the way and all of a sudden He would see somebody that had a need and He would stop and take the time with compassion to meet that need. They asked, He answered. The best part of Jesus was He never said no. What if He said, no, I don't want to go to the cross? You wouldn't have salvation today. But He never said no. Praise God. Over the last 2,000 years, religion and tradition has taught that Jesus has changed. I'm here to tell you that He has not changed. That He had somewhere began telling people He never said no to anybody. Others have said religion and miracles is passed away. Somehow I look through this congregation and I see a whole bunch of seats filled with miracles. Because God and Jesus has never changed. You see, He is still the miracle worker that He was then. And even when we need a miracle today, He's still the miracle worker right now in this very moment and this place. Acts 1, 8 through 11 says, "And you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, all of Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come back in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." This same Jesus. Think about what the angel said. This same Jesus is going to come back. If Jesus was one way when he was on earth and is going to be the same when he comes back, what do you suppose he's doing right now? He's being the same as he was when he was on the earth, because he has not changed. He's just as easily moved right now with your circumstances as he was as he walked the earth with everybody that had their circumstances. He is just as quick to heal as he ever was. He is truly the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God for that. I know that this is a simple message. We should just receive it as little children and believe it. Unfortunately, most of us don't. We start reasoning in our mind. We think, well, my disease is just too serious. My problem is just too big. It just couldn't be that easy. My situation is too difficult. You have no idea what I have to go through. You have no idea what I have to go through. I have no idea what you have to go through. But the fact is, the same Jesus is there for you as equally for you as he is there for me. You have no idea how tough my boss is at work. You don't have any idea how little I get paid or what I'm going to face tomorrow morning when I go to work. The thing that you don't know, you have no idea how God's going to come through for you because you haven't faced it yet. But see, he's already working behind the scenes for you in your behalf, so that when you get to that circumstance and that situation, because you prayed right, you stayed right, that it's going to come through right. You see, those things can become lies from the devil. Ask yourself this: is anything too hard for God? What we need to do is stop reasoning so much and simply believe the Word of God for what it says. Because the Word of God is active, powerful, and alive, and it is for us today. But Pastor Atticus, Jesus is not here anymore. He's in heaven. How well I know. Yes, that is true, but he is still ministering on the earth through his word, through his servants, you and me, and by the Holy Spirit. He said in Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I am with you sometimes." Lo, I am with you every other day. Lo, I am with you always. Even until when? The end of this week. Oh, the end of the age. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's with us all the way to the end. Because you know what? He's been with us all the way from the beginning. And he said, I will never leave you or forsake you for all time. So in his eyes, he's already seen everything that you're going to face in your life. And he's already seen the outcome on the other side. So why are we fretting about the stuff in between? We've heard God say in this house many times, I got it. And I tell you what, he's got it. He's had it for Pastor Jim. He's had it for Pastor Carolyn. Right? He's had it for the Stillwells. He's had it for you in your life, amen? For those that you have been touched and healed and set free by the power of God, he's had it and got it for each one of you. Let's give him a praise this morning for what he's done in our lives. Even when the chapter flips over, and then he's going to have that for you too. I am with you always to the end of the world. The power of the Spirit of God is in our midst. I felt like this morning I would just sit there and not preach. So blessed by your worship today, Ryan. Taking us to a place that I believe that God's got us going. And all I can say to the people of God in the house, fasten your seatbelts because it's only the beginning. The Spirit of God is only looking for a place that he can settle. And I say to the Lord, you're welcome here in this place. Come however you want to come. Mess our lives up. Change us. Turn us around. Fill us fully with your Spirit. I don't want just a little bit of the Spirit of God. I want all that he has for every one of us. You see, it needs to become coming to church on Sunday, and then Monday it should be an overflow off of Sunday. Enables you to become empowered for the week to be an overcomer the stuff you got to face tomorrow. None of us knew in our circumstances when we stepped out in a day doing something that we were going to have back trouble, shoulder trouble, heart attack, cancer hit us, stuff with nosebleeds and all kind of other stuff. But you see, God already knew that. No matter how big our problems may seem to us, to the world it only proves how big God is. Because he's the God that can step into your circumstances and change it in a moment. A moment with a king can change everything. Luke 4, 18 and 19. I would like for us to read that together. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Upon who? Me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. One word says favorable. That was the word that Jesus said. But I would say to you today that you are also sent. You are also have the Lord upon you. You have been anointed to preach the gospel. He has sent you to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, beat up, depressed, seem like no way out, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. That means you are to preach. That means you are anointed. That means he has sent you forth to do his work. If you are blind, if you are oppressed by sickness, if you are depressed and bondage to drugs, alcohol, pornography, we can just make a big list. Or simply beaten down by the cares of the world. Jesus is here, not yesterday. He's here today. He's here in this very moment. Because his word has declared that any time his word is proclaimed, he's there. All throughout this service today, let's just look back for a moment. Every song has been about Jesus. Every song has been to lift the name of Jesus up. And the word declares, he said, if my name will be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And I declare to you today that in this house, the name of Jesus has been lifted up. The name of Jesus has been proclaimed. It's not that it hasn't been proclaimed other times. It has always been proclaimed in this house. But today there has been a coming together in the spirit of what God is saying to this house. And he is saying, I am the center focus. So get your eyes off of your stuff and get your eyes on me. If you're in any of those circumstances, God's here today to deliver you and to set you free. Say this out loud. Today is my day. Now you can look to the person next to you. Say it to your neighbor. Today is my day. You can say it better than that. Today is my day. There is a way out. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38 declares how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went out doing good and healing some who were oppressed. Okay. Went out doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, and God was with him. You see, it's one thing to do. It's another thing to be sent, because we want God with us in what we do. Amen? Let's take a look at the life of Jesus. Mark 1:21 through 27 in the Living says, Jesus and his companions now arrived at the town of Capernaum, and on Saturday morning went into the Jewish place of worship, the synagogue, where he preached. The congregation was surprised at his sermon because he spoke as an authority and didn't try to prove his points by quoting others. Quite unlike what they're used to hearing. A man possessed by a demon was present and began shouting, "Why are you bothering us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us demons? I know who you are, the Holy Son of God." Jesus curtly commanded the demon to say no more and to come out of the man. At that, the evil spirit screamed and convulsed the man violently and left him. Amazement gripped the audience, and they began discussing what had happened. "What kind of new religion is this?" they asked excitedly. "Why, even evil spirits obeyed his orders." Understand this. Jesus went to the synagogue and taught. He then cast out an unclean spirit. The people were all amazed. This same Jesus saw a man with a need. He needed a burden removed. Guess what? Jesus did it. The scripture goes on to tell us that he went into Simon's, Peter's mother-in-law, and healed her of a terrible fever. Well, isn't that something? He's continuing to provide ministry every place he goes. The very next place he went, there was another need met. Read on in that same chapter and you'll see that more came to him that were diseased and possessed with devils. He healed many that were sick and cast out many devils. What do you need for him to do for you today? That same Jesus is able. It is just as easy to receive from Jesus today as it ever was. Go to him in faith, open your heart, and speak with your mouth, and he's able to do what you request of him. Blind Bartimaeus cried out, "Have mercy on me, thou Son of God." No matter what he was doing, Jesus would stop and minister to whoever called out to him. He's still that way. At the call of faith today, all of heaven moves to answer that prayer. Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want for me to do for you?" Isn't that easy? Bartimaeus answered, "Jesus did it." Praise God. That's Jesus' attitude towards us today. You could say, that's just one incident. I could tell you about the leper in Matthew chapter 8 who came to Jesus and worshiped him saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." What was Jesus' response? "I will, be thou clean." I could tell you about the centurion who had a sick servant and came to the master saying, "Lord, speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." Jesus' response, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it shall be done." I could tell you about Jairus, who fell at the feet of Jesus and besought him greatly, saying, "My little girl lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and shall live." I could tell you about the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years and said to herself, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." Guess what happened? She was made whole. There's an old song and the chorus many of us know. "I need you every hour. Oh, how I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." For you newer ones that don't know that song, we'll give you another chance. "I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. my Savior, I come to thee. You see, Jesus is like this. Jesus was nailed to the cross. He was buried in a tomb that was not his own. One recent preacher said this. He said that when Jesus arose and they looked into the tomb, that the clothes that were on Jesus were just like they were when they were laid on top of him. Now think about that a moment. He came through the clothes. He came through the clothes. The clothes didn't hold him down. You understand? And when they went to look into the tomb, the clothes were still there. But Jesus was not. In fact, he was out already walking, and the disciples passed him on the road and didn't even recognize who Jesus was. Now, my question to you today, they passed him on the road knowing who he was. You know who Jesus is. But who does he really, this morning, need to be to you? You need to recognize that he wants to come into your circumstance. You got to recognize he wants to be Jesus for you. And until you recognize that he's able. Yes, he's Jesus. But I declare to you that he's able to do what you need. He's able to bring you past all of your circumstances to where you can recognize him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the healer, the deliverer, and the one that can really set you free. Some things don't take hours of counseling in order for you to be free. It takes a moment with the King, and then all of us suddenly things can be different. I'm not saying we don't need those things, but I'm telling you that God deals with different people in different ways, and you need to meet him where he's going to provide what you need. And if you can cry out in your heart and you say, Lord, I need you right now, he's going to be there right now. I've had some right now moments in my life. Pastor Marge and I, we've had them. I'm sure you've had yours, and they're not over yet. What do you need for Jesus to do for you today? Acts 3, 1 through 10 gives an account. The verse will be up here, will be verse 6. Peter and John went to pray. We used to sing that song, met a lame man along the way. Now, you got to understand that a lame man was a lame man for a reason. He was lame. He had a desperate need. How many of us in our lives? Everybody's need is a desperate need when you're there. It may be the smallest thing in the world, but I tell you what, to you and to me, it feels like, man, this thing is so overwhelming, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. You see, he had been crippled from birth. I was thinking, how many things have driven us to desperation? How many things have crippled us from being able to do what God has called us to do? He had been reduced to begging for his life, for through his life. But most of all, the one thing that he needed, even in the prophetic word that was coming this morning, I heard the call for salvation. I heard the call that said, I want you to come to me. But you see, even with the layman and his deprivation, he needed to know that Christ could forgive him. And each one of our lives, and the devil is a liar and a deceiver, and the greatest at it. But many times he'll come to us and tell us things that seem that we believe. And we need to see that the things that you have gone through in your life are not too difficult for the blood of Jesus to cover it and to set you free. Because he said when he comes in, he comes with a washing of his blood and of his spirit that will cleanse you and turn your life around and set you on a path that was wrong before into a straight path that is his path. Maybe this morning you're the one that was spoken about that needs God's forgiveness. And it's simple. You ask him to just come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I want to live for you. But the lame man came with expectation. You see, when we're saved, there are things that happen into our lives that we never take the next step in. When Jesus comes and forgives us, and we're filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we're empowered. Now, the word that I read doesn't say that he empowers us to sit on the chair that we're sitting on. He empowers us to begin to do something. The layman probably had seen and heard of Jesus. He had probably even seen some of the disciples as they walked by where he was. Because beggars and homeless people hang out on the same corners all the time. Don't believe it? Look out, look through the areas of Sierra Vista. But the lame man came and had an expectation. He was now looking to the disciples, Peter and John, who were going to pray. And he was saying, alms, alms. Do you have any money? Do you have anything? And their response was simply, silver and gold I don't have. But such as I have, do I give to you. How many times do we have to give and don't? Because we've been placed with a burden of the gospel that we're to be sharing everywhere we go. But he said, I don't have the silver and gold, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. The word doesn't say it was 10 years later that he got up and walked. But it does give testimony that he was praising God. I could see him dancing all over the place because God had touched him. Such as I have, I give to you. I don't know where you are today. Maybe you need Christ's forgiveness. Perhaps you have more trouble than you deserve in your life. I think we all feel that way. But I assure you that that same Jesus that healed the lame man, opened the eyes of the blind, was nailed to the cross, resurrected from the dead, and is coming again, is the same Jesus that is able to meet you right where you are today. Perhaps you have those in your family that need a touch by this same Jesus. I assure you that He has not changed. This same Jesus, the Anointed One, the same yesterday, today, and forever, wants to today remove your burdens, wants today to destroy your yokes, wants to defeat the devil that has oppressed you. He wants to bless you and to deliver you according to His abounding favor. That was His ministry 2,000 years ago. It's still His ministry today. This is what He does every day, 24/7. Even when everybody else is asleep and you're awake and crying out to God, He's still the same Jesus. As we call on Him in faith and let Him do it for you, He is the same wonderful Jesus, the healer, the provider, the deliverer, and we saw last week, He is our King. He is the one that is able to do all of that and deliver us. You may be feeling frustrated right where you are. I would say to you this morning, He can be that same Jesus for you. And He's here for you today. First thing that we need to do is begin by letting go of our control. Can we stand together as we begin to close? That same Jesus. You can just say, Lord, I give up. I can't do it this way anymore. But as sure as He came for you and for me, He's coming for your situation today. Let God intervene in your life today. Let's just close your eyes in prayer and just surrender to the Lord this morning. Lord, I give it to you. I open the altar up for you. If you need prayer this morning, if you need that same Jesus in your life, I would say, first of all, if you don't know Jesus for sure, this is a time to know Him for sure. If you need Him just to step into your circumstance, then come to the altar and let one of the pastors or elders, altar ministry team, pray for you.